Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome.
Thank you.
absolute classic and, of course, gives our show its name, Jumpin' In. The Dave Holland classic, the track Jumpin' In, the album Jumpin' In, we first heard years ago on vinyl. I remember you getting it and we thought, what the hell is this? And it was sort of binned off for the next decade. Then we came back to it and thought, this is fantastic. Why on earth didn't we like it in the first place? I have no idea. It's strange how your tastes change. The great Dave Holland, bass maestro, of course, famously poached from playing in Ronnie Scott's by Miles Davis and since then never looked back. Although, curiously, I think has now moved back to Britain after years and years and years in the States, is now working far more in Britain again, and there he was with the wonderful Kenny Wheeler, of course, on trumpet duties, Julian Priester, and a wonderful lineup from the early 1980s, I think that was. And it is heralding, which is, if you're wondering why we played the entire theme tune, a special this evening, which is...
Yes, welcome along to this bargain basement edition of Jumpin' In, where we fulfil your basic instincts, and we go from basic bass to the brilliant basso, undoubtedly prodigious and profundo. And you know what the hardest thing about putting these shows together, besides fitting in the full version of that track for our friend Jeff listening in Luxembourg, don't say we don't give you anything. It's not so much what we play, but what we have to live out. So what's at the top of your bottom this week, H?
Well, I didn't know where to start. There are so many to go with. I thought a bit of Gary Peacock, one of my all-time favourite bass players in many ways. I was thinking that we couldn't really have a bass. The man who perhaps inspired more modern jazz bass players than anyone else, which is Charlie Mingus. And if I can, I might squeeze in a little bit of a Christian McBride.
And for me, well, a bit of a travelogue, really. A monkey tune, a scan of the surroundings, a glance to the east, and a milk carton. But here to start our journey downward is a Central African department in Cameroon, Haute Plateau. The little Resounding memories of a brilliant concert on a November night. Would you like to pick a year, H? What do you think?
The year we were there? Oh, it was wonderful. Henri Texier, I do remember it very well indeed. Definitely one of these, one of those concerts which you sticks in the mind.
Just the year, I'm asking for
it. Yeah, yeah. I'm buying myself time while I think about it. So I'm going for... what are we on now? 2020? I reckon it was 2008.
Oh, on the nose. Oof. Give the man a prize, yes, at the LSO St. Luke's in Old Street, where we saw the inimitable Henri Texier Quartet, as it was advertised. You may question the quartet, as if you know the music, Texier, he credits Aldo Romano on drums, Louis Slavis on Saxon clarinet, and the fourth member, he was the Magnum Award-winning Guy Le Kerik, who accompanied Texier through many of his journeys, and indeed several albums, diarising the geographical, emotional, and of course the musical journeys these works represented, and a slideshow was shown throughout the concert illustrating each of the pieces. It was a very moving and memorable night out, and a treat for the ears and the eyes, and I think that was the first time we saw him live, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, it was. Marvellous. Brilliant. And, yes, I've seen him several times since then. Still playing, and had a new album which we featured on the programme just a few weeks ago, Chances. It or something like that. Still playing really well, still sounds really good, still got Sebastian, I think, on tenor, and still has that African feel to a lot of the music. A really wonderful bass player, and again, it must be in his 80s now.
He's in his 80s, but fantastic, but fantastic. Player.
A man who's no longer with us, but must have inspired thousands of jazzers in particular to take up the bass, and still sounds as modern when you listen to any Charles Mingus record as it ever does, is indeed Charlie Mingus. Where do you go? Mingus Aurum, Pithecanthus Erectus, you could have the Tijuana Brass, Tijuana Moods, just dozens and dozens. Frankly, pick anyone at random. You won't be disappointed.
The Clown, Blues and Politics, etc.
It goes on and goes, yeah. Boogie Stop Shuffle, I almost picked that. Instead, I thought we'd go something a little bit different. Go quieter, go smaller. Go for the Mingus 3, Hampton Hawes on piano, Charlie on bass, Danny Richmond drums. Fantastic take on Summertime.
Thank you.
Stuff from July 1957 in New York City. Summertime. Great reading, that one. I love it. Hampton Horse piano, Danny Richmond drums, and leading from the bass, the inimitable Charlie Mingus.
Somebody who sadly never did get to see live. But anyway, my next ace of bass is the extraordinary eight-string bass player Charlie Hunter, who has recorded multiple albums with just percussionists and himself. And on this self-named 2006 album, which was his debut on Blue Note, we hear him with Leon Parker on Thelonious Monk and Kenny Clark's Epistrophe.
Thank you.
And no, neither were you hearing an overdub nor a mysteriously uncredited guitarist, as Charlie Hunter was playing both the bass and the lead at the same time.
Pretty clever stuff.
Yes, or schizophrenic stuff, it depends which way you look at it. A great and oft overlooked bass talent, I think, Charlie Hunter. I like his sound, and as I say, he's done several with just him and percussionists, which is a brave outing for anybody, but the albums always bring a smile to my face, and the style, I think, is instantly recognisable.
From one Charlie to another... Another inimitable man on the bass, no longer with us, sadly, played in numerous places around the world, numerous forms with his Quartet West, with Jan Garbrick, with Keith Jarrett, with Egberto Gismonti, of course, with Ornette Coleman, and also his much-loved Liberation Music Orchestra. I am, of course, talking about Charlie Hayden.
Thank you.
other stuff. Charlie Hayden, the Montreal Tapes, the Liberation Music Orchestra, the 1989 at the Festival de Montreal, where he had a whole week, I think, or night after night after night of his own bands playing his own music, a celebration of the music of Charlie Hayden. Charlie on bass, of course, what a band. Tom Harrell on trumpet, Ernie Watts on tenor, Joe Lovano on tenor, Sharon Freeman, John Daly on tuba, Mick Goodrick guitar, Jerry Allen piano, Paul Motion drums. Terrific stuff.
All good names and great band leaders in their own rights, of course. Perhaps a less familiar name is the Tel Aviv-born bassist Lira Donan, who has been around on the London scene for many years with the Mercury Prize nominees Polar Bear, Lead Bib, touring with Chrissie Hynde, among other pop and rock acts. But he came to the Jazz World's notice with his own group and the 2018 A Thousand Boats, telling the story of the refugee struggle and the desperate measures to escape oppression. The album swept the board with the Album of the Year awards. And now, whilst he's been under lockdown, Liren's released a new project, and we can hear a little bit at least of The Way We Watched the Landscape.
Thank you. you're listening to Jumping In. Oh, man. I need to read it in front of me. Hi, you're listening to... Okay. Hi, you're listening to Lee Rondorin on Jumping In, Manx Radio, with Chris and H. Kane. I love your show.
Classic from the ECM stable, bassist Gary Peacock from his wonderful Gwamba album of 1987, my lordy. Yes, Jan Garbrick on tenor and sopranos, Pally Mickleburg trumpet, Peter Erskine drums, and also programming drum computer.
It's another absolutely brilliant album. I remember playing it continually in the car when I got it. And prior to that, created under lockdowns as a soundtrack for a film from Refugee Tales was Lee Rondonan and his band, with Josh Orcolio and Chris Williams on sax, Maria Chiara Arigiro on keys, and Ben Brown on the drums. And that was part of a 15-minute bootleg, The Way We Watch the Landscape, on Bandcamp. And what stands out for me about Lee Rondonan's playing is how the bass seamlessly incorporates into the whole, moving internally within the harmony rather than taking a traditional bass role in an ensemble. Great stuff. Now, prodigy is a very oft-bandied term, but there's absolutely no other way to describe the extraordinary Renaud Garcia-Fons. Here's Oriental Bass. ¶¶
Hello, this is Bugge Wesseltoft, and you're listening to Jumpin' In at manxradio.com.
Thank you.
another big man and big name on the bass in more ways than one, Christian McBride, with Josh Evans on trumpet, Marcus Strickland on tenor, Nasheed Waits on drums. Walking Funny from New John.
And before that we had Oriental Bass at easily times make mistaken for flamenco guitar, cello or even soaring violin, Renaud Garcia Fons. And that's about it for tonight's Bass Jumping In special. We think we've reached the bottom. The vast majority of tonight's musicians have been outstanding and most of them recorded without any overdubbing or post-production trickery. So we leave you with a new name to me, Michael Mannering, from his album Small Moments, recorded straight to master in a single take. Here's Tetrahedron. See you next week.
We'll be back.